This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 2233. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave. On this edition, recorded March 7th, Alaska, Antarctica, Australia, Brazil, Canada, China, Cuba, Egypt, Finland, Indonesia, Iran, Netherlands, North America, Poland, Russia, Switzerland, Taiwan, Thailand, Turkey, Ukraine, UK, USA, Vanuatu, Yemen, total solar eclipse, and the propagation outlook.
Standard disclaimer. As we pointed out last week, there were a series of HARP tests from Alaska. That's H-A-A-R-P. Those probes of the ionosphere from February 29th to March 3rd. And many of us heard them. I heard 9600 kilohertz, then open carrier. And 3250 was especially interesting. It was going on for several hours, with sweep tones going upward, making an interesting pattern on the waterfall of remote receivers. There were also some slow scan TV images copied by others. Richard Langley says apparently those images were in honor of Dr. Chris Fallon, F-A-L-L-E-N, who died suddenly at his home in Albuquerque last month. And Nick Holpatz said, yes, this was a memorial broadcast for a former chief scientist at HARP, Dr. Chris Fallon, KL3WX. His ham call letters are in the screen capture. Walt Salmon of NBC says, I communicated quite frequently with Chris regarding HARP a few years back when he lived in Galena, Alaska. He seemed a lot younger than me. Any details about his passing? Heber of DRMNA says, I got nice decodes of the SSTV. Dr. Fallon was a great guy and will be missed. Then Richard Langley found the official obituary saying he died at the age of 46 on February 6th in Albuquerque. You may want to find it at FrenchFunerals.com. I heard LRA 36 Antarctica again on Saturday, March 2nd, 15475.98, reduced carrier USB. It ended at midnight UT instead of running 2 hours, but there was another report I saw that it apparently had started an hour earlier at 2200, so that's when to start looking for it. That is on Saturdays such as March 2nd. Upon Asilomar State Beach, California, Ron Howard reports on his attempts to hear low-power private Australian stations. For a while now, the OTH radar has been blocking any chance to hear audio from 4970. That's radio 567, even though I have a carrier there daily. On 4835, shortwave Australia, I normally have a carrier, but rarely any faint audio. Problem with 4835 is that they normally play very soft, easy-listening music, difficult to make out even during the best of conditions. And especially for an extremely long time, I've had no signal on 5055 from radio 4KZ in Queensland. Is anyone hearing them? Craig Seeger in NSW replies, 4KZ on 5055, not heard here for a while either, likely off. There has been some cyclone activity in far north Queensland, same as most years, such as tropical cyclone Jasper made landfall in that general area before Christmas. That might be the issue. As for the other stations, both 4970 and 4835 are very regular here, he says, with the latter being the stronger of the two. Then Craig follows with a reply he got from Al Curtin, also in Australian DX News. Says 5055 has been off the air for about 6 months. I've semi-retired from KZ after 38 years at the helm. Shortwave was removed from the KZ site pending reestablishment as radio 4DX with a similar oldies format, as soon as I find an out-of-town home and site to buy. Also, I will be establishing 2485 nighttime with up to 2 kilowatts, says Al Curtin, VK4FFKZ. Yes, four letters at the end of his call. Zaharias Riangas in Greece says he's been getting spurs from Los Missionaria, Brazil, approximately 5940, as heard via remote in Brazil. 5843.1 and 6037.05. He posted this at 2004 UT, March 5th. Despite my high local noise level, I managed to hear on 353 kHz the non-directional beacon PG in Portage la Paris, Manitoba. February 29th at 07:34. Considering its distance and the listed power of 25 watts, that makes almost 38 miles per watt. Mike Cooper forwards a story from National Post in Canada, March 2nd. CBC funding gets boost despite fears leading to job cuts. Executives had insisted budget cuts led to layoffs. But actually, their budget for the next year is going slightly up by $90 megadollars, from 1.3 to 1.4 gigadollars. CBC had announced in December it would cut 800 jobs and $40 megadollars from its production budget because of a $125 megadollar projected shortfall for the coming fiscal year beginning April 1st. So in light of this, we are, of course, wondering if anyone will be keeping their jobs after all. Ron Howard reports about 4900 China, Voice of the Street. Hi, Xia Jixing. Heard at 10:59 until off at 11:33 UT, both on February 7th and 23rd and March 1st. Since mid-January, frequency has been on an abbreviated schedule, no longer airing the Hokkien language programs exclusively in Mandarin Chinese. The purpose of the station is to wage psychological warfare against Taiwan. Something's always wrong at Radio Cuba and Radio Havana Cuba. This was really wrong. March 4th at 23:13, I was hearing Chinese music on 15230, while the so-called Portuguese hour from CRI, normally on 13650 with nothing but music, was missing. They put it on the wrong frequency. The next day, March 5th, they were more or less back to normal, but coming on late. The scheduled first English hour of the day from RHC at 20 UT was missing both March 6th and 7th from 15140, among other dates. Of course, from March 10th, as a running dog of Yankee imperialism, we expect RHC to move its broadcast 1 UT hour earlier, going on Eastern Daylight Time, so it should be at 19 to 20 UT. Richard Langley in New Brunswick says, I continue to automatically record Radio Cairo, Egypt, daily on 9440 for the 2115 UT Siskiyou hour in English via the remote in Holland. From time to time, I listen to the recordings, and checking them over the past 7 days, Radio Cairo was missing no audio and no carrier. That was as of March 2nd. It's supposedly been totally off the air for several days to repair things, but they were back again on March 4th, heard by many of us, first reported at 1745 UT by Dr. Hans-Jürg Wiener in Germany on 9899.953, extremely distorted, talk and music during their scheduled Turkish broadcast. That's nominal 9900, of course. They were also heard later in other languages, but not on 9440. Still horrible modulation, if any. But it seems Radio Cairo is still trying unsuccessfully. One more report since then, March 7th, from Stephen C. Wood in Massachusetts. At 1735, highly distorted but strong signal on 9899.95, presumed Radio Cairo. Paul Watson reports to the British GX Club there's a new low-power shortwave station from Finland, Real Mix Radio, on 6185. It was heard on March 2nd, Saturday. Dan Robinson asks, is there any chance of a repeat of these tests? Roger replies from Germany, quoting something, Real Mix Radio plans to broadcast test transmissions this coming weekend with a power of 15 watts. The radio license will be valid on weekends for the next 3 months. This is being run by a young fellow named Joachim Beckström, who on page 8 of WRTH faces me on page 9. In shortwave bulletin, RFK says he has an official broadcasting license with 15 watts, but later power will be increased to 250. That's been heard well over Scandinavia and probably further afield. The sign-on was at 0600 UT. Trouble is, at that early hour, Mexico is still propagating on 6184.973, but Christoph Ratzer in Austria was managing to hear both, somehow separating them somewhat, on March 2nd. In the British DX Club, Dave Kenny says Real Mix was heard again on Sunday morning, March 3rd, from 0932 in, a weak to fair signal via remotes in Sweden and Finland. And of course, by that hour, Mexico would not be a problem. RFK in Shortwave Bulletin says the location in Finland of Real Mix Radio is Rasipori. R-A-S-E-P-O-R-I. Ron Howard in California reports on monitoring Indonesia. RRI Nabiri continues to be missing from 7289.93, checking March 5th after 0745. But he says, since Ramadan is starting on March 10th, I hope Nabiri will be active again by then. However, I think in the past he has also reported them playing some Christian material. Ron Howard also reports the Channel 2 English program of Voice of Indonesia via WRMI 7780, March 5th from 0800. Indonesia Today, it's called. And it's a separate English program from the one broadcast direct from Indonesia at 10 UT on 3325 from Palangkaraya. He says March 7th was a day with overall outstanding propagation. And on another occasion, he also heard this in parallel on the only other frequency, 4750. Which has interference from two other Asian stations. Each year during Ramadan, the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran adds some special broadcasts in several languages for those who must arise early in the morning in order to eat something. According to HFCC registrations from Sir John, these are effective from March 10th to 30th at 0120 to 220 UT Turkish on 6060 and 6170. At 2020 to 2350, Azeri on 7230. 2120 to 2250, Tajik on 5990 and 6180. 2320 to 0120, Arabic, 7220 and 7250. 2350 to midnight 50, Kurdish, 6060 and 7280. And 2350 to 0320, another broadcast in Azeri on 7230. This from New Zealand DX Times. Recently received EQSL from Jeff Marinoff of Golden Oldies Radio on 5835. Gives this info. Every Sunday morning in wintertime, Golden Oldies Radio is live on shortwave 5835 AM from 07 until 11 or 13 UT via Dutch Relay Service and 24/7 on internet www.goldenoldiesradio.nl. Programs in the Dutch language directed to the Netherlands and Belgium. On Sundays, in the spirit of former offshore radio station Mi Amigo. Here's another surprise appearance by the Antichrist pirate station YHWH in the daytime, in addition to nighttime broadcasts on 7475, thanks to a tip from Rick Barton in Arizona. March 4th at 1652, I heard via the remote in Missouri, S5 to S7 signals, but undermodulated, with the intonations of Josiah Elias recognizable on 15409.981 AM. And at 1730, still a trace of the carrier, but no audio. All 17 Polish state-owned radio stations have officially been placed in the court registry as undergoing liquidation, says the Culture Ministry. The development marks the end of part of the struggle of the new government to regain control over state media companies, which has been embroiled in controversy over the legality of the means used by the ruling coalition. Upon coming to power in December, the new ruling coalition, led by Donald Tusk, pledged to depoliticize public media, which had been turned into a propaganda mouthpiece by the former Law and Justice government. That is from notesfrompoland.com, where you might read more about it, via Steve Witt in Medium Wave News. From AM Telegram via Rusty X, this originating with ITU information about the Russian broadcast of WRN via UAE. They've been at 15 to 17 UT on 12095, but in the A24 season starting 31 March, they plan to change to 13650. Today's Russia has been discouraging listening to Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, marking it as a foreign agent, but now they've stepped it up a notch. Russia bans RFE and labels it undesirable, according to a February story in CPJ.org, the Committee to Protect Journalists. This makes it a criminal offense to have anything to do with it. Last week we had a report about Charleston Radio International being busted from 5140 kilohertz, filed under Europe since we weren't sure which country it was coming from, but according to Radio Magazine it was from Switzerland. It had been running 1 kilowatt, but it was closed on the 28th of February via international vacuum internet. AM, FM, and shortwave, World of Radio 2233. A non-commercial service like our website, worldofradio.com, for which voluntary financial support is appreciated by money order or check on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK. 73702. Or via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO@yahoo.com. Here is a very unusual frequency, 25520 kilohertz, reported by Craig Seeger, New South Wales, in Australian DX News. Chinese talk at 1158 UT on the 11th of February. He presumes it's Sound of Hope from Taiwan, although it might have been CNR1 jamming. In any event, that frequency could be a second or fourth harmonic of 12760 or 6380, I find. However, it's not listed on either frequency, although on some nearby ones. Further monitoring would be a good idea. He says, high sunspots revealing all sorts of interesting stuff. If one takes the time to look at the ranges, less travel. Tony Pavic, NBC, says, something is not happy at Radio Thailand International this morning, March 7th. Instead of regular English transmission, 1315 on 9940, the interval signal and English ID have been looping. The carrier cut at 1329. Something's always erroneous, said Emmerler, the voice of Turkey. English at 23 UT, I monitor almost every day, scheduled on 5960. But it was missing on Sunday, March 3rd. Instead, they had stayed on 9610, which was supposed to end after the 2130 hour in English. Anyhow, the letterbox program ran from 2325 to 2346 on a somewhat variable schedule within the hour. This time, they stayed on the air past midnight UT in German. The wrong frequency for German is supposed to be 5960 and not 9610. Again, on March 6th into March 7th, they stayed on the air after English for German until midnight 27, this time on 5960. Ukraine non, Richard Langley in New Brunswick says, Radio Ukraine International continues with a weekly English program. I record it automatically daily via Radio Baltic Waves International Relay Lithuania on 1386 kHz using the Holland SDR. The only English continues to be the program called The Indestructible Saturdays, beginning around 2130 UT, running for about 20 minutes. It features stories about those who have survived the Russian aggression and continue to fight in their own ways. Last Saturday's program was followed by a bonus English segment with a song, Sylvia Vrethammer, a Swedish singer with a unique voice and a wide vocal range, released a song of support to Ukraine in difficult times and shared her emotions and experiences caused by the war in our country. The song, Broken Soul, is playing on Ukrainian radio. That's according to the RUI website. There were several Ukrainian songs filling out the hour. There's been a lot of press in the UK and confusion about the following issue. Mike Cooper forwards a story from the Daily Telegraph, March 2nd. BBC switch-off forces 1 million homes to get smart meters. Almost 1 million households will be forced to fit a smart meter or face higher heating bills after the BBC announced it was switching off a 40-year-old radio service. Around 900,000 customers on an Economy 7 or Economy 10 tariff, where power is cheaper at night, will no longer be able to use systems that rely on the radio teleswitch service, RTS, a long-wave radio signal which tells meters when to change their fees from high to low. It means the only way to continue getting power on these billing plans will be using a smart meter, an internet-connected alternative. And Zicky says, do smart meters in Britain actually use the internet, as claimed in the article? That's not how they work in North America. They send and receive a signal down the power lines, which makes a lot more sense since the wires are connected for that anyway and would not require any separate infrastructure. Michael in the UK replies, so-called smart meters are read and controlled by the power companies via the internet, which is, of course, infallible. There is also confusion about when this may actually happen. Mike Barraclough says, according to energy.uk.org, customers are urged to take action to upgrade their meters, confirming that the service will end on 30th of June, 2025. Of course, we radio people are more concerned about when the actual Radio 4 long-wave broadcast will end on 198 kHz. It's possible the transmitter may be kept on the air but no longer carrying the BBC programming. That's what happened in France with long-wave 162. Attention, due to the imposition of daylight shifting time in the U.S. on March 10th, some of our broadcast times will shift one UT hour earlier So people may pretend they are at the same local time. On WTWW5085, our new broadcast will be at 0400 UT Saturdays. On WBCQ, Area 51, 0300 UT Mondays on 6160 variable. And on WBCQ 7490 variable, Wednesdays at 21 UT. On WA0RCR 1860 AM in Missouri, Saturdays at 1930 approximately, and UT Sundays at 0315. However, that is often much later. We are awaiting the new WRMI schedule. There may be further changes we do not know about, and everything will have to be reconfirmed. However, normally the broadcasts on 9955 and 9395 do shift one UT hour earlier, while of the other airings of World of Radio on 5 or 7 megahertz band stay at the same UT. Therefore, here is what we expect on WRMI. 9955, Friday at 2200, UT Sunday at midnight, and Tuesday at 1300. On 9395, the new times are expected to be Tuesday at 2330, and UT Thursday at 0130. Not changing times are 5850, UT Saturday at 0130. And these broadcasts on 7780, UT Monday at 09:30, UT Tuesday at 0330, and on 5010, UT Thursday at 0130. Our frequencies from Europe will presumably be changing times 1 hour earlier on March 31st when they go on daylight time over there. We heard the final from the Isle of Music on WBCQ, Sunday, March 3rd at 23 to midnight UT, 7490 variable. And Uncle Bill confirms that his other program, Melting Pot, will air Sunday, March 17th when the time is shifted to 22 UT until 23. Richard Langley draws our attention to the recent passing of Bob Heil, H-E-I-L. Glenn used to mention his theater organ radio shows. Those were on WTWW, Saturday evenings, among his many other talents. There's an obit at ARRL, in IRCA DX Monitor in 0 UIH, the Florissant Valley Dial Twister says, "This week's column is dedicated to the memory of an influential man in the development of broadcast, radio communications, and live performance audio, Bob Heil, K9EID. Some of us hams, myself included, have a one or pieces of equipment in our shacks designed by Dr. Heil." Via Doug Brown and Stephen Luce, a RadioInsight.com story, WFME 1560 in New York City ceases operations. There's more than a century of history involved with the station. Really gone by now. Its heyday was when it was WQXR, a classical music 50-kilowatt station owned by the New York Times. It went through several ownership changes, and Family Radio sold off the transmitter site for a lot of millions of dollars. And now they can no longer get it to operate in any effective way from a low-power site in New Jersey. Here's part of its convoluted history as summarized by Andrew Braid in Medium Wave News. After WQXR, it was for a while Disney Radio as WQEW. That was sold to Family Radio in November 2014 for $13 mega. The transmitter site was sold in November 2020 for $51 mega, that is, 38 mega more than Family stations paid for it. The new site in New Jersey was causing interference to a nearby school. They experimented with much lower powers at different times of the day. Radio Vanuatu has been more or less active lately, before and after 07 UT on 7260. This report from Ron Howard on March 5th. The moderator was conducting a series of impassioned political speeches regarding two upcoming elections, mentioning Vanuatu's population of 360,000. As the two elections are so important, I believe Radio Vanuatu will air many more of these special programs. The national parliamentary elections will be on 14th of May, the close of voter registration the 1st of April throughout the country. Although the voting is scheduled on the 14th of May, the announcement of the results may be delayed as soon as practicable after the election, but expected to take approximately 2 weeks, 1 week for movement of the ballot boxes and another week for counting and tabulation. And also the constitutional referendum vote, which is the first ever referendum being held in the country. The following certainly concerns international communications, and perhaps indirectly radio as well. Ricky Long forwards a story from AP News, March 4th. An incident in the Red Sea has cut three underwater sea cables, providing internet and telecoms around the world as the waterway remains a target of Yemen's Houthi rebels. A statement by Hong Kong-based HGC Global Communications acknowledged the cuts, but did not say what caused the lines to be severed. There has been concern about the cables being targeted in the Houthi campaign, which the rebels describe as an effort to pressure Israel to end its war on Hamas in the Gaza Strip, but the Houthis have denied attacking the lines. And we are not finished with Yemen yet, even if it is not about Saudi Arabia. On March 6th at 23:20, I ran across a horrible noise burst into the Holland remote on 11915, sounding just like we had heard until last week on 11820. And before that, 11860, that is, the Saudi relay of Republic of Yemen radio, since the Houthis do not allow it inside Yemen. So I bet that's their new chosen frequency. It could be running up to 18 hours a day, and it was off after midnight UT. So what will it victimize on 11915? Well, not too much. There's CNR2 in Taiwan at various hours. 11920, nothing but 1 hour a week of VORW via France. 11910 adjacent. Voice of Korea and NHK, all of them on limited schedules. Via the Holland remote in the sync mode, it lands on very precise frequencies, not exactly on 11915. They change every time I shift up and down. For example, 11914.84203, or 11914.84044, or 11915201.72. Apparently, the lock hits an exact spot within the bandwidth of noise at the first instant and then sticks to it. And the same thing was being heard again on March 7th, before 23, but not after. Surely the same Saudi transmitter, but can't be sure the programming is actual Republic of Yemen radio, since it can't really be copied. However, the Alki list already has Saudi Arabia in Arabic on 11915, between 1755 and 2257 from the Riyadh site. More about radio aspects of the upcoming total solar eclipse on April 8th from Bill Smith on Hardcore DX. He says on April 8th, 2024, ham radio station KA4RXP /MM will be off the coast of Mazatlan, Mexico, monitoring the eclipse and would like reports on his signal on 14265 USB. The eclipse should begin at 1542 UT and end at 1955. Probably providing a set of reports over time would be even more helpful. There are additional listening projects in association with the eclipse. One involves the medium wave band if you have access to an SDR radio. And the second as yet nebulous project will involve VLF frequency capability. If you're interested, Google Ham Science, says Bill Smith in Douglas, Massachusetts. The propagation outlook from SWPC issued March 4th. Geomagnetic field ranging from quiet to active. Unsettled conditions likely on 10th and 11th of March, and the 28th. ANK indices peaking at 8 and 3 first, and toward the end of the month, 10 and 3. Otherwise, only 5 and 2. Solar flux rising from 135 March 7th, peak of 180 March 21st to 23rd, and down to 160 by the 28th. With many thanks to all our contributors and stations, inviting you to hear me again next week. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 2233 with a standard disclaimer.